Ding, so let's see who's here. John?
Yep.
Sue?
Yes.
Scott?
Present.
Ding?
Yes.
Nancy?
Present.
Angie?
Here.
Kim and Joel?
Yes.
Yep.
And we're still missing Deborah. Do we have Darren Hall on the line?
Yes.
All right. So our first order of business is the consideration of the second counteroffer of settlement agreement stipulated final order for Mr. Hall.
In the case, matter of case, agency case number 140052 regarding Darren Michael Hall, I make a motion to rescind the board's prior denial of his renewal application and to accept the application for renewal.
Reinstatement, Scott.
Reinstatement, excuse me. Correct, not renewal, but reinstatement, correct.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Stu.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to, what he said, rescind the previous denial of the application for reinstatement and approve it.
Not
any other discussion?
Accepted.
Not accept it, not approve yet.
Accepted, yes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say your name. Is that John?
Not right, aye.
And John.
Morris, aye.
And Gandy, aye. Any nays? Abstentions?
Nancy and Oliver, I abstain.
Me and Brink,
I abstain.
All right, so I think we decided we're good with our quorum with four yays, so that motion passes.
In the matter of agency case number 14-052, in the matter of Darren Michael Hall, I make a motion to accept the counteroffer provided to us by Mr. Hall, which represents our offer of January, our most recent offer, with the exclusion of paragraph 17, which has been deleted.
I'll second it, Stu.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to accept Mr. Hall's counteroffer with paragraph 17 deleted, omitted, whatever it is. And any other discussion on that?
One thing that we would make sure of the understanding, and this applies to all licensees in Oregon, is that in no way does this absolve the compliance with that rule on any other transactions that may or may not take place. Any licensee who is licensed by the state of Oregon has to comply with this rule, and that's a general comment, and this action in no way gets rid of that rule for anybody else or even for Mr. Hall in any other transactions.
Right. So going forward to do work for a client and be in the process of having a business transaction with a client, the waivers rule is still in effect. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye. Let me do a roll call.
Aye.
That was Scott. John?
Aye.
Sue?
Aye.
Me? Aye. Ming?
Aye. Me and Brian abstain.
And Nancy?
I abstain.
All right, so the motion does pass. And the other item is consideration of the counteroffer of settlement agreement for Mr. Cerreto. I believe we are just giving direction at this time that we would like to the agreement that you're working on to allow a resignation in lieu of revocation and have Mr. Cerreto agree never to apply to be a CPA in Oregon in the future. Does that sound like what we can discuss?
That's great.
I believe that is the guidance.
Go ahead.
That's great. Thank you.
Any other matters to come before the board? All right. We will adjourn, and our next meeting is May 11th, although keep in mind that that's a one scheduled right now for a one-day meeting. We normally have a work session then, so we still might be doing May 10th and 11th, I believe, are the dates.
Yeah, keep the 10th open for now. Yes, please. Thank you.
And with that, we're adjourned.
Okay.
At 5:20.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.